Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Oh yeah, I also learned that if you don't leave an hour before checkout, a tiny black man will come into your room unannounced while your lady wife is naked in the bathroom and say, "Oh, I didn't think you guys were here," and then walk out like it didn't fucking happen.
Everyone out there, hello, and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Piss hat.
I am Mike.
Shipbird.
I'm joined by my co-hosts, Napier, and via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Travis Hulse.
Guys, it's just been a lovely week.
Yeah, it has.
It's just been a fucking treat.
It just started!
And it's just been great!
Excellent.
My weeks really go from Tuesday to Monday. So that I can tell you guys about my week, which has been the week since the last time I told you about my week.
How's
it going?
This is my favorite time of the week. When I can hear you tell us about your week.
Are you getting smart with me, boy?
I couldn't get smart.
You are! You're getting smart with me, aren't you, boy?
I couldn't get smart if you injected me with that Bradley Cooper drug from that movie.
Phone number to contact the show is 309-740-1430. Or you can Skype the program at WFO Dicks.
I can't wait because I love when all of the people do that.
That's just great, Travis. It's
gonna be fun.
Getting smart again.
Maybe you have to take him back with the woodshed.
Guys, I got a story for you.
Is it a good one?
Got a bunch of stories for you, actually. Down in my basement today. And the doorbell rings, and I come upstairs, and I look out on the front porch, big ol' Amazon box. I'm like, wow,
yeah,
what'd I get from Amazon? I ordered, it's Christmas time, man. Everybody's ordering from Amazon, right?
They're the new Santa.
So I look at the box, the Amazon box, right? Ain't my name on it. I'm 2424.
Yeah.
And this is for 2341.
Not even close.
Like, way the fuck down by Timmy Shipman's house, which is a local reference that none of our global audience will understand.
People locally don't know it either.
It's a good 10, 15 houses down the road, the 2341. And I'm like, what were these people thinking? The FedEx guy, that's what he does for a living. I mean, all day, every day. What he does is he drives packages and looks for the right house to leave it at. That's his thing. Unless this is his first day, I mean, he's done this before. And so, like, walk down the road and 2341, they're not home.
You didn't even open it before you decided to take it back?
Well, no. Don't you got to worry about the package karma? Travis,
no,
you gotta worry about
not.
The package karma. I mean, like, isn't that a crime?
Of course kinda. You're gonna take it to them eventually, but let's see what it is.
I was kinda, cause it was kinda heavy, and it was a big box. It was probably something expensive. It seemed like it was probably something expensive. So, I take it down there, they're not home, so I'm thinking, do I just leave it on their front porch like FedEx delivered this? Because, I mean, like, one, I want the credit.
Yeah, exactly.
I want the credit for being the good guy. I want someone to acknowledge that I did the right thing. That way I earn my... I mean, like, you know, of course you earn your Cosmos karma. But I want to earn, like, my people karma, too. I want people to, like, when I drive by them, they, like, see me and they say, oh, that's the guy that brought me my Kindle, you know, when they delivered it to the wrong house. I want that credit. Just so, like, when the shit goes down, they remember that I was a good guy.
Why don't you just throw it on the roof? That way you make sure nobody else gets it.
Well, then you'd have to, like, leave a note saying, hey, there's a package on your roof. I didn't want anybody to steal
it. Well, I mean, I don't know these people. I don't talk to any of my neighbors. I thought maybe this would be a good opportunity, right? To meet a neighbor. And, like, my first interaction with them would be, like, me being the good guy. So I didn't take it. I came back later on in the day, still not home. So I called my friend that lives down the street from me. I'm like, hey, do you know these people? He said, yeah, I know these people. And I was like, you know, well, ask them when they're going to be home because, you know, FedEx delivered this package here by mistake, and I want to give it to them. He said, why don't you just leave it on their front porch? I said, because I, like, want them to know that, like, shit was fucked up, so, like, if they want to raise some hell or something, they can. I mean, I feel they have the right to know, right?
I guess so.
Right? I mean, just in case they want to be the kind of people that call up FedEx and be like, hey, you guys fucked up. So I go back home. I'm sitting at home. FedEx knocks on my door again. I'm thinking, oh, FedEx realized they goofed up. They're coming back for that package. So I'm like, you know, oh, hey, you know, are you here for the package you left here earlier? He's like, what? I said, are you here for the package? I said, you know, the package, you guys, we're not on Radio FUBAR, guys. I'm getting stuff in the chat that they're just hearing music.
And stop and restart?
No.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. Fucking Frank said that there's new settings and I tested it and it said connection established. So I don't know.
You're sidetracking. I want to hear what FedEx had.
So this guy said, this guy took one look at the package. I mean, this is a FedEx guy, an employee of FedEx. And he looks at the FedEx package and he said, oh, well, I mean, that's FedEx Ground. I'm FedEx Express. So, I mean, you'd think being, you know, his brother in FedEx delivery, he would, you know, take it upon himself to drive it down the road and put it at the right house. But no,
oh, no.
I mean, he said, call this number here and tell them that they fucked up. I mean, like,
why should he take the hit for somebody who?
So he is not working on delivery driver karma. I'm working on package receiving karma, but he ain't working on delivery driver karma.
Isn't FedEx union? They probably can't, by union bylaws, touch that package if it's from a different department.
So, do you want to hear what FedEx Express guy brought me?
Yeah, what did he bring you?
FedEx Express guy, you know how, Travis, you know when you get your mail, how the majority of your mail is bullshit that you just throw away?
Unless I order from eBay and I'm expecting something, yes.
I get something from Charter Cable every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, I go to my mailbox and throw away something from Charter Cable.
And for me, if it's not Charter, it's also Dish Network.
And Steak and Shake coupons. I get bullshit in my mail every day. So Sprint has taken it a step further, and now they're express delivering me things from delivering things from FedEx.
Shipping.
That I have to sign for. Homeboy brought me an envelope, express mail, that I had to sign for. I opened the envelope, and it was an advertisement for Sprint.
Well, maybe somebody stole what was in it and then put a Sprint ad in there. Did you ever think about that? Maybe somebody's doing some shady shit.
Oh, so I signed for something else.
Yeah. And some dude just...
And all I got was a Sprint ad. I mean, it was sealed. It had my name on it. I assumed it was what it was supposed to be.
It was probably kind of exciting, too, like when he handed it to you and you had to sign for it until, like, and then you open it thinking, what could this possibly be? Is this, like, Publisher's Clearinghouse? They've, like, certified,
right.
mailed me
a
check?
FedEx Express. You're thinking it's going to be like a fancy check or something. You're
something
thinking it's
going to
be something great. I opened it up. It's a goddamn Sprint advertisement telling me that I can get a Samsung Galaxy S5 for $5 a month. But like, thanks, Sprint.
Dude, you're ragging on these people for giving you such a good deal. And they even FedExed it to your house, probably overnight, on how good this deal was.
I'm getting in chat. Hey, Scrambler's in the chat. Look at that. I'll be goddamned if we don't have Scrambler in the chat. How neat is that? A new person in our chat. That's exciting, Napier. Get excited.
Yay!
They said that UPS is union and FedEx are the scabs of the shipping companies.
So,
what about, is DHL still a thing? I don't see DHL out anymore. I saw them big for a while, and I don't see them anymore.
Well, they were pretty shit. Remember when I got into an argument with that fatty tubby dude for not delivering our fucking checks on time? Or were you there for that? Because if you weren't there for that, this story makes no sense.
Are you talking about
Pizza Hut again?
Tell me the story.
Yep.
It's a Pizza Hut story, I'm sure. What stories aren't Pizza Hut story?
So this jackass.
Guys, before we get into it, let me acknowledge the Starry Spice is in the chat. Anchor's in the chat. Hey, Jay! Jay's in the chat. Jay doesn't come to chat. Hi, Jay. But we got people in the chat, so I'm going to acknowledge all of them. I acknowledge one. I might as well acknowledge the rest, right?
I'm in chat.
Everyone else in the chat is us, so they don't count.
Have you been farting?
Napier.
Yeah.
Tell your story about the DHL guy that you yelled at.
Okay, so this piggy motherfucker.
He's a piggy motherfucker.
I think Mike has to go shit.
No. I'm getting my Sprint ad.
Oh, he's getting the Sprint ad. So, tubby piggy motherfucker strolls in to Pizza Hut, and it's a Saturday. Friday was apparently a holiday. We didn't get our checks on Friday because it was a holiday.
You should have got them on Thursday then.
No, they in fact don't do that because fuck the people who work there.
That's ridiculous.
So we get our checks on Saturday. Well, my bank and every other bank doesn't stay open past noon because it's a fucking Saturday. Dude has been going around to all the Pizza Huts in the area delivering their checks. I call the other stores. They say, yeah, we got our checks. And this is like 10 o'clock. I have all my fucking employees there waiting for their goddamn check to get there. And it becomes 11 o'clock. I call up the company, say, hey, where's my fucking guy? They say, oh, don't worry. He's out. He's coming. And he'll be there soon. You're on his route. He's going to be there before noon. I said, okay. How before noon? Because banks close and we have these checks and everybody who works there is here, and they want their money. Guy goes, yeah, don't worry about it, dude. He's going to be there. It becomes 12:30, and this dude just saunters in. Hey, everybody, what are you all waiting for? And I'm looking at this dude. I'm already fucking pissed off that I can't cash my check until Monday. I have no fucking cash. I have to eat at the Pizza Hut because I have no money to eat anywhere else. And I kind of let him have it just because of, hey, why are you all here? So I'm screaming at this guy, hey, dude, yeah, you had our checks. That's why we're all here waiting for you, and now all the banks are closed. Dude looks me right in the fucking eye, says, well, how about this? How about next time I'm even later?
Ooh.
So I'm screaming at this dude, how much fucking later can you be? The banks are closed until Monday. You can't be later until you actually arrive on Monday after the banks are closed again. And he starts getting this little twitch on him like he wants to punch me in front of all of my friends.
What you got around your neck there, buddy?
Oh, this is a World of Warcraft authenticator. In order to keep your account from being stolen, you push this little button, and it creates a digital key, and then you enter that into your game so that you can log in.
What?
It's a key pass. You push this button and it makes a code, and then you log into your game.
But how does it know what the code is?
It's got a little receiver on there.
And you keep that with you always? So you can always play World of Warcraft?
No, this is my lady friend's, and she forgot it, so she was going to call me and say, Napier, hey, I want a key.
How much did you pay for that?
It was $5.
So every time you log into World of Warcraft, you...
No, she logs into.
You get a new code?
Yeah, every time...
Doesn't everyone that can steal your account also have one of those so they can also make a code?
No, this one is linked to her account. This is the only one that works for her.
Does it connect to Wi-Fi or something?
Shit if I know. I guess it's on a timer. Couldn't fucking tell you. It's a key generator for key passes.
Has that become like a really big problem? Is everybody stealing everybody's accounts?
Oh, yeah. It used to be a really bad thing.
There's big money in that, man. Yeah, you can fucking make big money from a World of Warcraft account.
From stealing people's accounts?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you steal their account, you sell off all their shit, and you sell the gold. Used to be really bad. Chinese people used to steal accounts, sell them for American money, and then get that changed over into dongs or something, whatever the fuck they use.
The dong?
The dong.
The official currency of China, the dong?
Yeah, the dong, or the wang.
So how many dongs is $1? Is it like 10 dongs?
Probably a lot.
Like 10, 20 dongs per dollar?
Well, if you think about it in their way, a day's pay is probably worth about a bowl of ramen noodles, you know, from like Schnucks or Sam's or somewhere. And that's their day's pay. So a World of Warcraft account can go for like a grand or two, sometimes depending on if it's a really good account.
That would be people that have like done all the stupid bullshit, like gone and killed little critters so that they can get like stuff, and then they get all that time spent getting little critters so that they can go do fun stuff.
Yeah. And then they get their account stolen, and then they have to, you know how you prove that it's your account to Blizzard? You have to have a notary sign your a photocopy of your driver's license and then mail it to them. Most people don't give that much of a shit and then just let their accounts go.
Doesn't it just seem like Blizzard should make like a whole bunch of efforts to make sure people's accounts don't get stolen? and like, shouldn't you as the consumer like be like, well, fuck you. If your security is going to be so shit that I got to buy a $5 thing, don't play this game anymore?
You mean like how secure Sony has been over the course of the last handful of years?
Or the
people's...
What's the deal with this Sony thing? You were talking about that. What happened with that? I missed that story entirely.
I know Sony gets hacked a lot, but this last time they got hacked and they got all those movies jacked and released onto torrents, like Annie and Fury. All those movies got like released, and there was some conjecture for a while that it was North Korean hackers.
Because I was reading something that said that
the internship or the interview.
The Sony guys had a folder that had all the passwords in it. Like they had a Word doc called passwords that had all the passwords to everything.
So they really learned their lesson from the last time they got hacked and everybody's user information got released onto the internet.
Oh, it's funny. I used to hear stories about little buddies that worked in the tech sector about going in to like do server work, like as a freelancer. And they would get in there. They'd ask the regular guy, like, hey, what's the password to get in? Regular guy said, I don't fucking know. Look under the keyboard. And all the passwords are written underneath the keyboard.
So, Travis, what's going on with you, buddy? You seemed kind of upset this week about a few things.
Do you have
some things you want to get off your chest?
This is what the main thing. This time of year really pisses me off on social media and mostly just Facebook. Twitter people are not as disgusting enough to post this shit. But that fucking Elf on the Shelf. You know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea what you people are talking about.
I think my niece does that. The thing with it,
you get this box, right? It's like $35. It's a fucking
ripoff.
Yeah,
the fucking Elf is like $35.
It's like $35. You get like a book.
Yeah.
And this stupid little figurine. And the book basically is like, you know, hey, there's this fucking elf, right? And he moves around at night. And then, like, every night...
Which in itself should be fucking terrifying. Yeah. That this fucking toy elf is moving around your house while you're sleeping.
Yeah, comes to life at night and moves around. And so at night, after the kid goes to bed, the parents move it to a different place. And then the kid wakes up in the morning like, fuck, I gotta find the elf. Where's he at?
Well, the
and
most so, disgusting thing is they always let the kids, like, name these fucking elves. So, like, all of these people have these ridiculous names. Like, Sparkles was one that I saw. Bernard was one that I saw, and I can't remember what the other irritating one that I saw recently was. But, you know, and I'm not even against the tradition of this thing. You know, it's like leaving cookies out for Santa. That's fine.
But it's a made-up tradition.
It's a company decided to sell this stupid fucking elf with a book, and people, all these fucking Pinterest moms were like, yeah, that's something I need to do with my kids. And guess what? Not only is it, it's not for my kids, what it really is for is for my 500 Facebook friends to show them where we put the fucking elf every single night. You do not need to post your fucking elf on the shelf picture every single day to fucking Facebook. I don't care where your elf was.
I saw a website that I think it was like a Tumblr account or something where people were doing really awful things with the elves on the shelves. Like they were like taking shits that looked like Hershey's Kisses and
yeah,
like they were fucking Barbie and stuff. And that was fun.
That was super clever last year when Elf on the Shelf came out, and then, you know, the elf was sitting on the toilet and there was like peppermints sitting in the toilet. Like, haha, that's great. But now your day to day elf in the sink or your day to day elf, you know, in the dog dish. I don't give a fuck.
So it's parents showing you, you know, how creative they are.
Isn't it supposed to be for the children? Like, why do I give a fuck where you put the elf for your kid to find that morning?
This is what you need to do. You need to get your kid one of those elf on the shelves. And then when you move it around, have the kid lose his shit like the little doll's possessed. And he just starts fucking burning it because it's possessed.
The elf on the shelf is possessed?
Yeah, it moved around.
You can't even really... You can't customize the elf for anything. You can't... All the elves look the same.
It's the same fucking elf!
I mean, they just mass-produce these elves. I mean, it's not like they even have a different color hat or anything. Everybody's elf is the same elf.
Stupid elf with the red fucking outfit on, and then you throw it in your Christmas tree like every other dipshit does. You're not creative. You fucking keep your shitty kid traditions to yourself. I don't post every fucking thing I do with my child to Facebook for everybody to see.
The ceiling fan. No, you don't understand. You need to get your newborn child a Facebook account and then take photos of it and then make up its little life. And then once it becomes like 18 or 19, give them the secret Facebook account to see their timeline and all of their beautiful and fancy experiences. Like the time I took that shit in preschool and I was like, really weirded out about shitting in a different place, so I kind of just shit my little pants. I would love for that to be around forever. Thanks, Mom. Glad you didn't forget it.
That's actually a pretty good idea, Napier, is like starting a kid a Facebook page like when they're first born and then like giving them the password to it when they're old enough.
Yeah,
right?
So then the NSA knows every single thing about them from the minute they were born until they turned 18. That's perfect.
And the parents write, like, little wishes on there, like, I hope you become successful and a good person. And then, you know, they wind up being a meth addict.
That's so cute, Napier. I can't believe you thought of this. This is genius. This is good. I like this.
I'm surprised my sister and her husband haven't done it yet.
Napier, this is touching.
What is touching?
You do, like, this whole thing. The kid, like, grows... And you can see it right there. And then like, all of your friends can be his friend.
Yeah.
And you see how things happen. And what's good about it is, like, you know, all the asshole people that post all the pictures of their kids?
Yeah.
Like, they can keep their Facebook clear. And, like, you can only friend their kid if you care about seeing the kid.
Yeah.
And then, like, all the people that, like, don't give a fuck about seeing pictures of your baby, can be clean of it and just see, like, you know, what were those little comic strip people?
Oh, the Family Circus?
I thought you meant, like, the explosion people.
When people had, like, their little comic book people and it said, like, you know... like, Napier is hungry today. And then it was, like, a picture of, like, your little cartoon you rubbing your belly.
I don't think I've ever done that.
Well, those things were huge for, like, 3 weeks and then disappeared off the face of the earth.
Wouldn't it be great if the kid, like, grows up to be some kind of fucking maniac and he forgets all the kids that used to, like, wrong him and turn him into a little psychopath, so he looks at his old Facebook photos and goes through everything.
Bit strips. Like,
this
that
is
was
my
it. Thanks, Starry Spice. Bit strips. You remember bit strips?
No.
I remember when people were doing the bit strips and, like, they made their little comic them and, like... I would see people like what?
Like Becky can't get through her day without her first cup of coffee.
Right, and like you look at Becky and you're like, come on, Becky. You don't look anything like that. Like there was a couple, it was like, you know, big fat guys and then like their little comic guy were like really thin and ethnic looking almost. And it was like, you're not thin or ethnic. Do they not have big fat bit strips?
I'm sure they did. All I remember from back in those days, during MySpace, all those cunts with those fucking radios that you couldn't turn off until it, like, played 2 seconds of the song. I remember every last one of my fucking friends had a radio that would autoplay the dumbest goddamn shit.
Oh, yeah, when you went to their MySpace page. I was really guilty of that. I had songs blaring on there all the time. I changed it, like, every day.
Also,
that was like a thing I would do. Like people give a shit about... I mean, I guess I'm still guilty of it. When we do the podcast, I play 2 songs every week. Nobody gives a shit about the songs I play.
No,
but it makes me happy. It makes me happy to play 2 songs for people. What I'm hoping...
Yeah, I like cutting people off in traffic, too.
Someone hears a song I play on the show and says, hey, I like that song. I'll tell you what. We start every show with the Gutter Twins. I've sold the Gutter Twins at least like 5 iTunes singles. I can guarantee that because people have asked about it. It's happened.
Well, what if they asked about, like, oh, now I remember them. I don't like them.
So, Travis, I mean, is that all you got on Elf on a Shelf?
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
You're mad?
Yeah, it irritates the shit out. And I've told people in person to stop doing it, and they just... you know that fucking Elf on the Shelf that you did last
fucking
year?
Fucking knock it off, Deborah.
Stop it, because people that I'm like mildly acquainted with, I've unfriended all of those people that do Elf on the Shelf. Like, I'm down to like 3 people that I kind of have to be Facebook friends with. You know what I mean? Like, can you like just mute them like you can on Twitter, like without unfollowing them?
I wish that like you could do some, don't you think we're not too far away to where you can mute like topics?
I've been waiting for it. I've been absolutely
it's
waiting for it.
It's gotta be coming, right?
You would certainly think so.
I mean, there's people that you want to still be friends with, just not when they talk about blank.
Right.
Like V-Mark Bland. V-Mark Bland is fun on Facebook and Twitter sometimes. Like I enjoy being friends on social media with V-Mark Bland. But V-Mark Bland gets on my fucking nerves sometimes. Because, like, all he really posts about, like, really, if you get down to it, all V-Mark Bland really posts about is how people don't like V-Mark Bland. And, like, you know, you guys don't get me because I'm so real and, you know, shit like that. Like, that's a lot of what V-Mark Bland posts on social media. And he's a good follow. He's interesting. He's engaging. Some things he says are good. But a lot of it's bullshit.
I will admit right now, I used to not like the Mark Bland, but after all the Ferguson shit where he just does nothing but post Ferguson shit now, I cannot stay away from this dude's Facebook page. I am on that fucking thing every goddamn night, and it is just amazing to watch.
Well, the Mark Bland chimes in a lot of times when we bring up food. The Mark Bland is passionate about food.
Boy, do I
got a goddamn food story for you. Gonna be a long-winded way of getting there, because I want to tell the whole story. However, just wait till I get there, Napier. You're gonna shit in your hat.
Oh, I thought you were going to yell at me about being late to lunch that one day.
At work the other. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll get to that. Oh, let me write that down. Napier late to lunch. We'll get to that. You guys, I'm writing notes during the show. Okay. Get back from lunch the other day at work, right? Walking down. When I get back from lunch, there's this long-ass hallway. By the way, I'm really enjoying my new job, but I'm just waiting to find out, like, what the catch is. Because it seems to be a pretty good gig. And it seems, the people seem nice, and everybody seems to kind of like their job. I'm expecting at some point, like, I'm going to find out it's a cult, and, like, they're going to murder me or something. Because it's just going too well, and I'm a skeptical person by nature. Anyway, walking down the hallway, right? Just got back from lunch. Went to Arby's. Got an Arby's sandwich and a big curly fry. Walking down this hallway, dude's walking the other way down the hallway. He goes, Mike, you got to find Kim. You got to come with me. Kim's the gal training me right now. I was like, why? What's going on? He goes, just find Kim. Come with me. I find Kim. I said, Kim, you got to come with me. You know, this dude wants me to come with him. So I'm following behind this fella. He's taking me all over this huge building. I have no idea where we're going. We're going through back alleys. We're going outside and crossing to other buildings. We're going upstairs through stairwells. We're cutting through rows of cubicles. We're going on this big, long journey, which I never would have been able to find where it was. Where a different department, we come into this like break room. A different department was having a chili cook-off. We come in this room, 30 crockpots worth of chili.
Holy shit.
And they invited some people to come over and, you know, try out some of this chili. So I'm sitting there, and we're sampling chilies. There was some pretty good chili. Some of them tasted kind of barbecue saucy. Some of them tasted kind of, you know, pulled porky. How you like your chili? You spicy chili guy?
Yeah, and also, in order to thicken my chili, I use refried beans.
Yeah?
It makes it taste really rich and good and tasty.
So the fella that came with me, he's eating his chili. He goes over, and they had sandwich bread and peanut butter. Dude makes himself a peanut butter sandwich and's dipping his peanut butter sandwich in chili.
No.
And I'm like, no, that's a gross thing to do. What are you doing? And he goes, you don't do this?
No, nobody does that.
He's talking to me like I'm an asshole because I don't dip my peanut butter sandwiches. Why do they even have peanut butter sandwiches available at the chili place? Which I guess lends to his thing. I guess this is a thing that's expected. Like, we're expected to make ourselves a peanut butter sandwich and dip it in our chili.
Oh, maybe that's how they activate the poison.
Oh, so you think he was trying to trick me?
Yeah.
Like, he's grown a tolerance to it.
Yeah, he wants you to be his friend mate forever.
Travis, that's not a thing you've ever heard of, have you?
No, never.
That's crazy, right?
It's ridiculous.
No, so he's just, I mean, he's, and it fucked me up. I was like, I don't want to eat that. That's the opposite of what is good. That doesn't even sound like something that could be good, right?
I guess if you have, you know, problems. No, no, Texie, you can't say that.
In the chat, we got a link to a Tex Punch'em tweet. That's never a good sign. When you see a link to a Tex Punch'em tweet in the chat, you have to wonder if, like, you know, you're getting blown up on Twitter at that moment.
Yeah.
So you have to take a moment and click it just to be sure. I'm waiting for the other
take
shoe
deep,
to drop
take
there.
Deep, I was like, take a deep breath and, yeah, and hope that he didn't attack you.
Tex, honestly, Tex and the other guys from the Red, they've always been very nice to us. But how long can that really last? You know, you always got to wonder, is today going to be the day that Texie just wakes up and says, you know what?
You know who I hate?
Fuck those guys.
I'm going to say this right now, and this might be a little controversial. I like Texie.
I like all of those guys. Those guys are great. And Scrams, yeah. He starts linking to stuff in the chat. I got to take a moment and see what that is. So.
You're getting nervous.
So what do you think, Travis? Time to go to break?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Well, I mean, we're getting out of here. We're just
going to...
out
of this
We're just going to take a break for a couple of minutes.
Well,
collect
just get out
our
of this.
Thoughts.
I need a cocktail.
Right. I got a big announcement. today.
How big?
I mean, in the world of us, pretty big. And I got to tell you a drunk story. Drunk, of course, isn't here tonight, but
I just thought he was really quiet.
Yeah, no, drunk. There was a fun little drunk moment after last week's show that we'll get to in just a couple of minutes after a quick little break. Napier, tell the people we'll be back.
Cunt flaps.
Radio FUBAR. Radio f***ed up beyond all recognition.
Christmas is coming, and that means you're gonna have to buy a bunch of for people. You don't have any ideas, do you? You don't know what your cousin is into. You only see them once a year. HappyGoatShirts.com has the answer. With a selection of over 100 novelty t-shirts, hoodies, and infant clothing, you're bound to find something for anyone. And, using promo code WFOD, you can save an extra 10% off their already low prices. Don't go out in the cold weather to buy a bunch of junk. Order online today to have your gifts sent right to your door at HappyGoatShirts.com.
Hey you, if you're looking for a political and current events podcast that takes a pox upon both their houses approach with a humorous side, join Jimmy G and Lecky Z for The Side Project Live. We'll bring you whatever the hell we want with a liberty twist. Every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. right here on RadioVubar.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. To contact the show, 309-740-1430 or on the Skype at Radio FUBAR. Napes, have I told you yet that I finished the website?
Oh, titties.
If you go to WFODicks.com, there it is. There it
is. It's a good looking site. You did a hell of a job.
I appreciate that, Travis. And so guys, go check it out sometime this week. Whenever it is that you catch this. I know that we're mostly downloaded, rarely listened to live. So just check it out. Let me know what you think. Because I know it's not the greatest. The thing is, I've always kind of been embarrassed of our website. Thought it looked kind of crappy. And now I think it looks like a website that people would like say is like an actual website.
It looks functional.
Yeah.
It looks significantly better than Unfit for FM's website.
Wow. Wow.
That's Napier. The first time I've ever heard a dig from
Napier. Have you heard that?
Unfit.
I don't think that's true at all, actually.
No,
Unfit
it is.
Unfit for FM typically has a very nice looking website.
No, I hate their website.
Really?
Yeah, I hate it.
How's Mad Chuck's website?
Tell me more.
No, you're gonna make me say things about our friends.
Let it out.
Well, some of it isn't like functional, and it's not that easy to navigate sometimes.
Really?
Like, what do you mean? Like, if you're trying to find something, yeah. You can't.
What's wrong with it?
I'm not going into what's wrong.
No,
with it.
No, let's get into what's wrong.
Which page?
With it.
Which page specifically?
This is strange. This is strange to me. I wasn't expecting.
Well, I'd have
this.
To go to the
planned.
Website to show you. Everything.
Okay. Hold it up.
Oh, let's pull it up. What we're gonna do? What? Oh, by the way, they're doing like a thing where like they don't mention us. I don't know what that is. It's kind of cute, actually.
Okay, click on About Us.
About Us. Okay.
Show notes. Just didn't go to
show notes.
Yeah.
Doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
Contests. They have contests.
Oh, that's cool. Let's go to that works.
This is a nice looking website.
Is there any contests currently going on that
I'm telling you,
maybe win?
Unfit for FM, a fine program, and a fine website. I'm not at all even gonna compare our template WordPress website to Unfit for FM's fine looking website.
I like ours better.
I don't even know what Napier is doing right now. Napier, you're throwing shade our way.
No.
Speaking of shade.
This isn't beef. This isn't even tofu.
Speaking of shade, I see that our friend Chris Brake is in the chat.
And what does that mean? What does that have to do with shade?
Travis.
Yeah. Yeah?
He's
gone.
25 minute remix this week on the Chris Brake show.
Of what?
Glorious.
Well, your laugh got some clock. Your laugh was turned into like a techno beat. It's pretty great. I love what the Chris Brake Show is doing. I think it's great.
I kind of thought you wouldn't do it.
They took the clips of me and Matt Chuck talking, and every time somebody said beef, yeah, it turned into like beef. It was great.
So I got to update my iTunes real quick.
Yeah, you need to check that out because it's pretty great.
Those fucking guys.
Oh, he left too.
I don't know what they're doing. I have no idea what they're doing.
It doesn't matter. I love it.
But it's great. I don't know what they're doing most of the time, but this especially, I have no idea what they're doing.
Did our friends from the Lotus Cast make a Chris Brake Pinterest about equine aficionada?
If you don't know what we're talking about, catch last week's episode.
Chuck was on.
It's a good one. Yeah. But, guys, WFODix.com is live. We're pretty excited about it. So check that out. I wanted to tell you a story about Drunk from last week. So Drunk is very self-aware. Drunk is well aware of who Drunk is. Drunk knows Drunk. Drunk knows what's going on, right?
Excellent.
So very rarely does Drunk come to me and like say, this has never happened, I don't think. Last week, we're putting stuff away, and I don't know if you were still here or if you had left, but Drunk kind of very reluctantly says, Mike, I have an idea for the show.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
And I was like, oh, you do, Drunk? Because this has never happened before. And I mean, he was very sheepish about it. Like he's kind
of...
Well,
you intimidate him.
I don't try to.
No, you tried to murder him off the show.
Well, I mean, I try to do that all the time. But like, his idea was pretty good. He said, what if, like, you know, near the end of the year, we have, like, a wheelbarrow full of dicks, celebrity death pool, and, like, you know, we have people guess, like, what celebrities are going to die. And I said, Drunk, that's actually like a really good idea. You know, like I'm gonna see what we can do with this. Because that, I mean, that's a pretty good idea, right, Travis?
I thought that a long time ago.
You thought what?
That the celebrity death pool would be a great idea when I saw that Doug Stanhope had one going for the last 3 years.
Oh. So I'm pretty excited about this, not only because I think it's a good idea for the show, but I'm excited that Drunk is contributing, and Drunk came up with a good idea. And
that's awesome.
This was great. So this was Monday night, right? I put it on the dock so I wouldn't forget about it. Tuesday morning, I wake up, I check Facebook, and PTR Radio has put in the Radio FUBAR secret group, hey, guys, we're doing our annual celebrity death pool, and you know, you should add to it because, you know, we would like your participation. I'm like, fuck, man.
Well, now we can't do it.
PTR Radio's doing it. Now we can't do it.
They stole Drunk's idea.
They stole Drunk's idea. I just figured Drunk's probably going to be crushed, right? So Drunk finally has an idea that, like, I praise and I think it's a good idea, and fucking PTR Radio's already doing it.
Well, now he gets to feel what you feel every time you bring up Mike's bath buddy.
Nobody stole that.
No, nobody.
You just shit on it.
Yeah.
You shit on it, but you didn't steal it. I mean, you know, I'm going to say it's a good idea. I think it's a great idea. Yeah, I submitted my picks to the PTR Radio Celebrity Death Pool.
Who'd you pick?
Because, you know what? I want to be the guy that helps. I want to be a helper. I mean, like, when we throw out the flat drunk contest and we say, hey, guys, you should all help out with our flat drunk contest. This will be fun. We'll give you prizes. You know, maybe a couple people just, you know, fucking bite the bullet and participate. Just to be a pal, you know? Just to make us feel less like shitheads talking to ourselves.
Did our winner, did she mention anything to you?
Yeah, she said she got it. She didn't say she liked it. She did say she got it. So I mean, good job.
I've had sexual experiences like that.
We do have the next winner of the Flat Drunk Contest coming at the end of December. I guess we are going to have a winner because there has been three contributions. But, you know, it's still wide open.
Three, three people does not a contest make.
Right, right, right. Still, still out in the open. I know that I've mailed a lot more flat drunks than I've seen pictures of. So there's plenty of flat drunks out there. Or you can go to the brand new motherfucking WFODicks.com website and print the flat drunks right off the website. That's a
what?
Thing you can do. You go to the website up in the top right corner. There's a thing that says flat drunk. You click fucking flat drunk, and there they are. There's the goddamn flat drunks.
Value so anyway, added right there.
Do you want to hear who my five picks were?
I do.
For the PTR Radio Celebrity Death Pool. Fucking guys. Just imagine we're doing the Celebrity Death Pool thing and just do PTRs and think in your heart, this is the WFO Dicks celebrity. I mean, it's not. It's theirs. They had the idea. They set up a whole thing for it. It's very nice. It doesn't take you anything just to go there and pick five dead people for the fuck of it. So, you want to hear my picks?
Yeah.
Shit, you don't even have to take pictures like you do with the easiest fucking contest in the world, Flat Drunk.
Right.
But, you know, don't worry about it.
I picked
click on some fucking celebrities.
You pick five, right? Pick Bob Barker, because he's old.
Yeah.
Pick Sam Simon, because, you know, he don't have all that. I think he's...
I don't know who that is.
He's the creator of The Simpsons. I think he was diagnosed with, like, some kind of, like, serious butt cancer or something, and he's only got a couple of months left.
So you say he was the creator of The Simpsons?
Yeah, he's a shoo-in. He's going to die.
No, he's not the creator of this. Matt Groening is the creator of The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Sam Simon's the creator of The Simpsons, Travis.
No, he's not. Matt Groening is the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
Okay. Yeah, but Sam Simon is too.
What?
Sam Simon, Wikipedia. Samuel Michael Sam Simon is an American director, producer. If it would load faster, then I could continue this fucking sentence.
Thank you, AT&T. You're our only friend.
But I can't because I'm waiting for it to load.
Maybe too many people are looking him up.
He is the creator of the longest-running animated show.
In 1989, he developed the animated sitcom The Simpsons with Matt Groening and James L. Brooks. Simon assembled the show's first writing team, co-wrote 8 episodes, and has been credited with developing the show's sensibility. So, yeah, he created
All right, Simpsons. I'll give you... Okay. So
Sam Simon, gonna die soon. I threw in Scott Stapp because I figured, you know, he's on the way out.
He's homeless, so...
Stan Lee, I think he's 92. He's
ready to go. I saw him 2 years ago at Chicago Comic Con, and he is in rough fucking shape.
Right. And there was a fifth one that I can't... Did I say Bob Barker yet?
Yep.
There was a fifth one, too.
Gordie Howe.
I don't remember who it was.
Heard Gordie Howe's gonna die soon.
Yeah.
He's kind of a celebrity.
I mean, you know, took me 2 minutes. It was a good time.
And, Bill Cosby.
No, just his career.
Nah, he'll kill himself.
I don't think that's true. I hope.
I mean, is there any that you can think of that I should have put on the list?
Joan Rivers.
Bob Newhart.
Joan Rivers is already dead.
Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon's already dead. I think he died like 3 years ago. When did Ed McMahon die? Ed McMahon died like years ago.
River Phoenix?
Yeah. I think River Phoenix died in like 1995.
Getting closer.
That girl from Poltergeist?
Jim Belushi?
Yeah, he's dead. You're naming people that are already dead. I guess...
I think Jim's still alive, actually.
Oh. Oh, yeah, no, John died.
Yeah.
Jim just sucks.
that's pretty apt, yes.
So, had lunch with Napier the other day, right?
Napier?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a good lunch.
By the way, Napier still has not gone and seen his niece. It's been like 3 or 4 weeks.
I've seen her 3 times.
On Facebook.
On Facebook.
Doesn't count. So, Napier, we're going to go have lunch, meet up with a friend of mine who had an 11 o'clock hockey game. So we decided, let's just go watch his hockey game, and then we'll go have lunch afterwards. So I meet up with Napier. We go to the hockey game. As soon as we sit down on the bleachers to watch his hockey game, Napier's wife starts pulling out her knitting shit because she's going to knit while we watch the hockey game, and drops Napier's vape thing on the bleachers and shatters the glass all over the place.
Holy fuck, what do those things cost? Like 90 bucks?
No, it was just the little guy on the top. It was only like 40 bucks.
Still, 40 bucks, that sucks. So you know, it was funny because, you know, as she broke the thing and she's cleaning it up and Napier's like, you know, like trailing behind her, like, are you okay? Are you okay? Is everything okay? You should have been mad.
Why?
And you weren't mad.
That's my wife.
I know, but are you okay? Is everything okay? It was bothering me.
Well, I thought she might have cut herself.
Been at least a little pouty.
Do you realize how much this weighs?
You weren't even pouty. You were just apologetic, and you didn't do anything wrong. So anyway, the game's over. It's time to go eat lunch. Napier doesn't want to eat lunch. Napier wants to go to the vape place and get a replacement for his vape thing and then come to lunch. So, like, we all go to lunch, and we're sitting there, and we're like, well, should we wait around for Napier? Or should we just go ahead and order? What should we do?
I didn't tell you to wait.
So we're sitting there, and we decide to go ahead and order. Napier shows up like 45 minutes after we were supposed to have lunch.
It was 20 minutes.
It was a good 35 to 40 minutes.
20 minutes. Dickhead.
And then we had lunch, and it was nice. That was the story. But, I mean, you mentioned it, so I brought it up. There's a mailman in Texas that was out delivering meth on his mail route, and he got caught. That's a good story.
No, dude was working two jobs, and everybody is ragging on this dude for working two jobs at the same time when some people can't even do one.
Yeah, dude, he was a veteran mailman, distributed methamphetamines while driving along his Texas route in a U.S. Postal Service vehicle.
Is his eyes too fucking close together?
Is that a veteran mailman or a veteran slash mailman?
It says veteran mailman. There's no hyphen or slash.
Right.
I just assume he'd been there for a year.
So, yeah, I mean, they apparently it took them like a really long time. They like watched this guy for like 8 months. So he must have been really slick about it. I mean, he must have like put stamps on it and everything and delivered it like it was normal mail.
That's fucking genius.
I don't know how it takes you 8 months to... You know, it's funny. It's funny that nobody's thought of this yet. I mean, are getting jobs at the post office that difficult?
Apparently.
No. It can't be that hard.
Not for a mail carrier if you have to walk on your route.
Yeah, so, I mean, you get a job and then you're out there and then, like, you know, you're knocking on doors and you're putting stuff in mailboxes and... And nobody's really paying attention to you. And, I mean, the only people that would complain are the people that are getting the meth. So, of course, they're not going to complain.
No, they're getting meth.
Right, they're getting meth.
Let me ask you as a mailman. If you're, like, a house-to-house guy that's got to knock on doors and put shit in mail slots, what percentage of your day are you wondering if you're going to see some hot naked broad at the door? Like, how often are you thinking that?
You're expecting to see that? Well, I delivered pizzas for a long time, and I think I saw a guy getting a beige one time, but I never had a naked broad come to the door.
But didn't you, weren't you always expecting it?
Yeah, kind of. And I heard stories. But
I used to deliver soda off the side of a truck, and, you know, I mean, I was going to businesses, but there wasn't a day that went by that I didn't envision, like, somebody, like, seducing me in like a cooler of a convenience store. You know what I mean? So going to people's residences, I can only imagine how often you would be thinking about it.
Yeah. And I mean, like you deliver the meth, right? And I mean, that's a decent business idea, I guess.
That's a great business.
Cause I mean, you're getting, even if you have a bad meth day, you're still getting your government, you know, I mean, it's a government job. They probably
have good benefits.
So, I mean, even while you're out delivering meth, even if you're having a slow meth day, you're still collecting. So you're doing two jobs at once. That's what you got to do. You got to find a job that you can do while you're doing your job.
That sounds hard to do. I mean, mail carrier, meth deliverer. I mean, that's practically the same thing.
You put that on a business card.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you get like a telemarketing job or something that you can do while you're also, like, you know, sorting laundry or something. Or, like, you know, like doing something with your hands. I mean, like, just set it up to, like, you know, if there was, like, a thing that, like...
Yeah, like roadside jewelry or something.
If there was only, like, a way that, like, you could set up a thing to where, like, when you hung up the phone, it just automatically dialed the next number on a list.
Oh, yeah, they actually do that.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then that's good. Then just do that so that you don't have to constantly stop to dial numbers. And you can, like, do something, like, out during your day while you're also, like, selling people shit over the phone.
Well, those systems usually are dialing, like, 10 numbers at a time, and that's why a lot of times those telemarketers, if you pick up that phone, there'll be nobody there because they're dialing, like, 10 numbers, and the first one to pick up is the one that they talk to. So you don't have any time for that shit.
That's why I say hello once, and if nobody answers within, like, a quarter of a millisecond, I immediately hang up.
I got another brilliant business idea I saw this week. There's a gal in Portland who's selling cuddles for $1 per minute. The minimum is 15 minutes of cuddling, and the maximum is 5 hours worth of cuddling.
Do you have to pay... Ooh, that is a fucked-up-looking grill. Holy shit.
She's like a Latino broad. She's a little gal, and you go to her little place, and she'll just lay there and cuddle with you for a maximum of 5 hours for $1 per minute.
Is pantsless more?
It doesn't say anything. I think you gotta wear clothes, and it's not a sexual thing. They make it clear. But, you know, it's just human contact. They just want to, like, lay down and have somebody's arms around them. But the thing that I think is funny is she's charging $1 per minute for these cuddles, right? Just to lay there and cuddle with you. And she has a hygiene policy. For the comfort of both parties, we ask that you please shower close to appointment time. If you prefer to wear perfume cologne, please ensure the scent is very mild and used extremely sparingly. For our cuddler's hygiene, you can expect us to come with freshly brushed teeth, showered clean hair with minimal product.
Us? You could expect us? So you could get, like, a bunch of broads and just cuddle with them?
If I'm paying you $1 per minute, $1 every 60 seconds for a minimum of 15 minutes. You're going to make $15 in 15 minutes from me just to fucking lay there with your arm on me. I'm going to stink like a motherfucker. I'm going to jog there with shit coming out of my ass.
Well, does she guarantee? She doesn't guarantee she will not pass gas on you. I mean, if she does, is that minute free?
The minute that the she passes are, gas?
Yeah, the farts around.
Like, the minute that you're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So she guarantees pure comfort.
Yeah.
While she's cuddling.
For $1, I'd hope so.
She describes herself as being like 5'1" and 115 pounds. So, I mean, that's not like... prime cuddling. That's like skin and bones, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a little bitch. She probably can't even get... I mean, like, 115-pound bitch on you, Napier. She's not even getting all the way around you, is she?
No, not even close. Yeah.
So, I mean, like, you should get a discount if she can't even get all the way around you. Don't you think?
I'd hope so.
See, now, if I'm a pay for a cuddling, I'm paying for a cuddling from, like a bigger fella like you. Somebody that'll keep me warm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If it's not a sexual thing, when you're cuddling, you're going for the sex, right? I mean, you're
going for the sex.
I like me a good cuddle.
No, it's not sexual, it's sensual. I'm grabbing
some titty.
She doesn't say you can't grab titty.
I'm doing
something.
Does
she say you can't grab titty?
If I'm going for just a pure cuddle with no sex, just cuddling, I want somebody that's going to keep me warm.
Yeah, but what if you're talking about the reverse thing? Like, you're actually... It doesn't say who has to be the dominant one. So, say you have pedophiliac, like, tendencies but don't want to indulge. So now here's this little 5'1", 120-pound broad. You can wrap yourself around her and imagine. You know what I mean?
My dick is both taller and weighs more than this broad.
Travis, I've said this before on the show. I'm going to say it again. Do you think that for a pedophile that, like, you know, he's attracted to children, but he doesn't want to be, he doesn't want to fuck kids because that's bad. Like, would a midget, like, you know, be okay? Like, he fucks a midget and like, you know, he can get the whole little thing only with like consenting adult?
I would think so. I mean, if you closed your eyes and just pretended, did a little bit of role-playing, you know, I mean, isn't that like gay dudes marrying broads that are kind of, you know, rail thin with no boobs?
Right.
They're trying to hide it, but they're like fooling themselves. I mean, lets them put it in her butt, so it's kind of like being gay.
Right.
What about those dudes that like to dress up in diapers and poo themselves and have their lady friend like change
clean them up like babies?
Lisa's planning to open the Arizona Cuddle Me. What's the place? Cuddle Me, Cuddle Up to Me store.
75 cents a minute. Undercut them.
Undercut that bitch. There you go.
Got bigger titties and it's cheaper. How do you say no to that?
Right.
You can't say no to it. But it's like there's something for everyone. You know, Mike, you saw that that furry convention in Chicago that got anthraxed. You know, like
it was in Chicago. Why didn't we go to the furry convention?
I don't know.
Shouldn't we have gone to that?
It's right around the corner from where Wizard World Comic Con is every summer, and right around the corner from the horror convention that I went to, that flashback weekend. I mean, it's a 3-minute walk around the corner. That's like when they have that Chicago Comic Con, the hotel that furry convention is, that's where all like the comic book personality, that's where like Norman Reedus and John Barenthal were staying during the Comic Con thing.
So somebody saw this was going down and just thought, these sick motherfuckers.
You know, it would have been really funny if one of them runs out of the place in their furry costume, starts screaming, I thought this was a no-kill shelter.
That's really funny. Good job. What did they say? There was like 4,000 furries there or something for this convention. And somebody dropped like some like noxious chemicals in the hotel stairwells, and like everybody had to be evacuated
In their fucking rabbit costumes,
in their rabbit and wolf costumes, and they're like on the streets, like high-fiving people and like taking pictures with the cops and shit. As bunch anthrax of is rolling assholes. Through the.
Mommy, what are all these people out here doing? Oh, they're all in their fuck costumes.
These are all people who love to take their dicks out while they're pretending to be a bear and shoving it into a rabbit.
They high-five passerbys and their hands are all wet and sticky. There's something in your
fuck. That's the one thing I've always wondered about that whole kind of niche is, how the fuck do you clean those costumes when they're full of jizz? I mean, is
you
that
don't.
Dry clean
you just
only?
Let it dry.
So it's just hard, like, matted fur? I mean, if you took it to your dry cleaners, like, how do you show up in your day-to-day life, like, to the dry cleaner with, like, a giant fucking bear costume on a hanger and be like, yeah, could you give this the Ultra this time? I'll be back to pick it up before the weekend.
Can you just put those in the wash?
I have a furry orgy that I need to take part in on Friday.
Are rabbit costumes like machine wash? Or
there's no way you can machine wash those things. No. You'd have to dry clean them.
Yeah. You got to take them to like a Japanese dry cleaner place where they, you know, they're used
they
to that kind of shit.
They specialize in furry costume cleaning.
Oh, geez. I would hate to operate some kind of laundromat in Japan and have nothing but fucking cum-soaked full-body tit pillows.
If there's
come in.
4,000 of those people in the Chicago area, maybe like a like specialty laundry place is another good business idea.
Well, how do the mascots get their shit cleaned? I mean, it's essentially a mascot uniform.
You go to the furry fuck fest, you hand out business cards, you say, look, I'm not gonna cuddle you in your rabbit costume, but I will clean it, and in the meantime, like, we can just, you know, lay down and cuddle for a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, you gotta be comfortable in your own skin at some point. Let's get started. You pay me to cuddle with you.
Can I ask you something about the furry thing? What is the marker that you are a male or female? Is there one?
There's got to be, right? I mean...
Because, I mean, like, all you do is take your dick out. You never show the people your face, so, like...
Well, if you take your dick out, that's a pretty good start.
Yeah. But, well, yeah, but if you take your dick out and show it to a gray wolf or something, and then they also take their dick out, are you obligated to touch dicks then?
Well, I mean, they got to have a way to, like, shit and piss when they're wearing that, don't
yeah,
they?
I mean, maybe, like, you know, depending on, like, you know, where the fuck flap is. Like, you know, the dick's, like, kind of up, and then the fuck zipper's, like, down at the bottom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I get it. Was it, like, that's the other thing, too, is, like, with these conventions, like, do they fuck right in the conference hall, or do they, like, have to take it back to their hotel room? No. I mean, because everybody's there to, like... get their furry fuck on, right? So is it just like you close the doors and just it's one big giant furry fuck?
Okay, the furry people get their furry costumes laundered, right?
Yeah, of course.
They're probably awkward people. They're probably a bit, you know, weirded out by their kink. They don't want people to know it. That's why they're wearing masks, right?
No, the mask is a part of it.
I know, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, like, people, like, who are out there, you know, fucking as rabbits don't want, like, the people at their square job to know they're out fucking as in their bear costumes.
No, they shouldn't take
the work. They're probably not proud of it, so they probably don't go to their local laundromat and get the shit. What if there was, like, a mail-order laundromat place that you could FedEx it? I mean, obviously, it can't be all that expensive to FedEx shit anymore if I'm getting goddamn Sprint advertisements, express mail.
Yeah, but that's not a fuck costume.
You FedEx your fuck costume to a specialty laundromat that never sees you. They just get it, they clean it, they send it back. It's discreet. It's they send it back in like, you know, in like plastic, so you know that it was nice and cleaned and it's in good shape.
Well, Like my hockey gear, if a piece of gear breaks and I got to send it off somewhere, I mean, I can't play without it. So what do you do?
You have a spare while the other one's out.
No, you can't have a spare. That's your fuck costume. That's your fursona or whatever the fuck they call it.
Chris Briggs said he worked a furry convention once and it was 75% gay men.
Click on that Twitter link.
My shit's running so goddamn slow. So anyway,
so I want to go to a furry convention, and my furry costume is just going
to
be nothing but dicks.
Are you allowed to just go and observe? Like, can I just go look at the fucked up people in their fucked up costumes, or do like I have to go like in like a bear costume and pull my dick out?
No, just
like,
go.
Can I just go there as Mike in a t-shirt and jeans and look at the people and say, look at these fucking weirdos?
No, just go as that.
They're not weirdos. They're into their thing, man.
Do you think that the person that brought the anthrax, like, was dressed up as a kangaroo and, like, snuck it in his pouch?
Yeah, and really what it was like a Project Anarchy thing because he hated furries. He thought they were an abomination to Jesus Christ. Superstar.
He's not wrong.
It's weird, but I don't know about abomination.
Yeah,
it's not like they're having sex with animals. Right. They're dressing up as animals and having sex
with
other people.
It's a bunch of dudes dressing up. It's like they're cosplaying and fucking each other, you know?
You remember?
I don't see dick holes in any of those.
You remember the Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers?
Yeah.
Chip and Dale's!
You remember the broad on that?
Yeah, I loved her.
I don't remember her name.
She was hot.
She was hot.
I'd have banged her in her little purple jumpsuit.
Yeah, all the rest of them were Porky Pig in it, but she wouldn't have her vagina flaps out.
Bitch.
You know, seriously.
Right.
Mike, I hate Terminator Genesis.
You haven't even seen it yet.
No, I'm never going to see it because they spelled it wrong. It makes no goddamn sense why they spelled it wrong. They just spelled it
Maybe
wrong.
Maybe it'll be explained in the movie.
No, it won't. It won't be explained in the movie because you can just spell it the normal way and it makes the exact same sense.
Maybe it makes sense like when you see it.
No, it won't. it'll make me hate it even more, because then I'll say, oh, that's the reason. That's fucking stupid. I hate all of you. Also, see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. We are live every Monday night at 9, 8 central on Radio FUBAR. You can download past episodes on Stitcher, iTunes, or our website, wfodicks.podbean.com. If there's any kinds of thumbs or stars that you can click for us, we do appreciate it. It does help with the visibility of the show. You can follow us on Twitter at WFODix. You can follow Drunk at DrunkardSTL. You can follow Travis at ProduceTravis. You can also follow some of our favorite Napier quotes at Napierisms. We're on Facebook as well, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at wfodshow@gmail.com or leave a voicemail message at 314-266-WFOD. Radio FUBAR is on 24 hours a day with great content. RadioFUBAR.com. Check out some of the other shows. Let them know that we sent you. There are shirts available in their shop. You can also click the Amazon link that will take you to Amazon.com where you can do your shopping as normal. It does help the station. They do get a kickback. It costs you no extra to do so. Thanks again. We'll talk to you next week and tell a friend. Napes.
What's up, Mike?
Did you see the thing about the fella who made the pills that make your fart smell like chocolate?
I heard about it, but I don't think that's real, right? That can't be real.
It is. It's $12.50 for 60 pills.
I don't know what
makes
I
ate. Makes your fart smell like chocolate.
I don't know what I ate, but that day that we were supposed to go to lunch, my farts were smelling like bacon.
Now, what
but I hadn't eaten bacon.
What I imagine is this fella, he sent this out. Say, I made this pill. You get 60 of them for $12.50. Makes your fart smell like chocolate. And like a ton of people just think it's funny and buy it. And like he doesn't have to get repeat business.
No.
He's just got to get some press, get some people to say, oh, that's funny. Buy it for fucking people for Christmas or something, you know, just as a joke. And then there it is, right?
Oh, I heard a joke about that.
You don't have to get repeat business. You just got to get that $12.50 once. And then you send them bullshit. Hey, your farts don't smell like chocolate. That's ridiculous. How are you going to make your farts smell like chocolate, Nathan?
Apparently magic pills.
That's bullshit. That don't work. It don't work. There's no way it works, right?
No. I don't think so. I mean, it can't.
You just got to trick some rubes.
Wait a minute. Let's say it does work. Let's say it does work and it does make your farts smell like chocolate.
Right.
Now, every time you fart, you're going to smell chocolate. You're going to associate chocolate with your shit.
Right.
Why would you want to do that?
I don't know.
Every time I eat kiwis, my farts smell a little sweet. And I think that is the nastiest thing ever because it kind of smells like something I would eat, but it's coming out of my ass. That's my ass wind. It's horrible because it puts it in a realm of tasty. Like, no, I will not eat kiwis anymore.
You gotta keep your dukes and your food separate.
Exactly. Don't shit where you eat. Don't fart smell things that you
want
to eat.
You want your farts to smell bad because that acknowledges that farting
is
and
shit.
Shitting is, I mean, it's something you gotta do, but it's not something that like you should like revel in. It's not like you should fart and be like, ooh.
Yeah, like that Ron,
I'm hungry.
Like that Ron White joke about making cum taste like chocolate. Wait a minute. Every time you taste chocolate, you're going to think of a load of your man's dick cheese right in your fucking mouth. Like, wow, this tastes exactly like cum. Where has this been all my life? Did you ever hear the story about the dead horse?
No.
Dude is working out in Montana. He decides he wants a horse. Contacts a farmer, says, hey, dude, I want a horse. Farmer says, okay, you give me $350, I'll deliver you a horse. Dude gives the farmer $350. Week goes by. Farmer drives up to his house. There's a dead horse in his fucking horse pen. The farmer says, I'm sorry, dude, but your horse died on the way here. I feel bad, but it's dead. Guy goes, well, that sucks. Give me my money back. Farmer goes, no, dude, I don't have it. I spent it. It's gone. Guy goes, well, you know what? You just leave that fucking horse right here. Farmer says, what are you going to do with a dead horse? Guy goes, don't fucking worry about it. Farmer unpacks this dead fucking horse on this dude's driveway. 3 months later, farmer still hasn't heard from this dude and his dead fucking horse. He thinks he's going to get sued. Sees the dude in town one day. He goes, hey, man, what happened with my dead horse that I sold you? He goes, oh, I made $2,500 off of it. Farmer says, how the fuck did you sell a dead horse for $2,500? He goes, well, I went up to the local swap meet, and I was selling tickets to win a horse for $5. And the farmer says, well, didn't anybody complain when it turned out to be a dead fucking horse? He goes, yeah, the guy who won was really pissed off that he won this dead horse. Farmer goes, well, what'd you do? He goes, I gave him his $5 back.